Jesus Confirms Genesis. This is Ken Ham, whose ministry has produced the family-friendly Answers Bible curriculum. How should we read the book of Genesis? You know, some argue we should read it as figurative language, that it's not real history. But that's not how the New Testament writers treated it. In Matthew 19, Jesus answered a question about divorce and marriage, and he said, "Have you not read that he who created them from the beginning made them male and female?" And then he said, "Therefore a man shall leave his father and his mother and hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh." Jesus quoted from the Genesis account of the creation of Adam and Eve to support the doctrine of marriage. He certainly believed in a literal Genesis, and he ought to know he's the creator.
Get answers to your questions about creation, evolution, Genesis, the truth of God's Word, and more at AnswersRadio.com. You'll be equipped and encouraged at AnswersRadio.com.